working, all alone, on the forbidding task of conducting in-depth interviews with the prison's most violent inmates, many of whom had been assessed as psychopaths. After the interviews, I planned to administer electroencephalogram tests, measuring electric impulses in the brain in response to emotionally loaded words, data that would help us understand the connections between psychopathic brain processes and behavior. I cleared security, received my ID card, and was given directions to the Department of Psychiatry by a guard. Pale and gaunt, who looked like he had spent 50 years behind bars. The next lock snapped open with a now familiar audible crack, and the heavy lead-lined door popped open. I gently pushed it forward. As I took my first few steps into this new environment, I smiled to myself that my first concern, a cavity search, had not come to pass as I went through security. I made a mental note to get even with the senior graduate student who had told me that cavity searches of new staff were common in Canadian prisons. Inmates dressed in white t-shirts, jeans, and dark green jackets milled around the laundry, barbershop, and chapel as I walked from the administration entrance to psychiatry. The halls smelled like disinfectant, and I pondered what chemicals were used to clean up blood. I entered the large, ominous building at the end of the walkway. I wandered down the hall like a lost child until I came upon a sign on an office door that said, Dr. Brink. Sitting there, oddly facing away from the open door, almost inviting me to sneak up and scare him, was Chief Forensic Psychiatrist Dr. Johan Brink. I'd met Dr. Brink just 3 months earlier at a NATO-funded Advanced Study Institute on psychopathy in Alvor, Portugal. Over numerous dinners and bottles of wine, I had convinced Dr. Brink to collaborate with me on my electroencephalogram, or EEG, studies of psychopaths. He helped me get my protocols approved by the prisons and the university ethics boards. With all this paperwork in hand, I tapped lightly on the doorframe to his office. He spun around, only partially startled, and greeted me with a huge smile. Kent, great to see you. Welcome to maximum security, he bellowed in his distinctive South African accent. Johan proceeded to walk me down the hall and show me my office. Empty, except for a phone, desk, and two chairs on opposing sides. A bright red silver dollar-sized button was positioned chest high, right in the middle of the wall. I recommend you take the chair closest to the door. Just in case you piss one of them off, you can run out quickly. Better than getting caught on the other side of the desk. If you can't get out, hit that red button, and the guards should come running. He spoke so casually, I could not help but wonder if he was kidding. And here is your key. Don't lose it. I was handed a 6-inch brass key with large, odd-shaped, forbidding teeth. The key, made by only two companies in the world, was specific to prisons. It opened most doors. He pointed down the hall to a large door. The guys' cells are through there. I've got to run now. We can check in at the end of the day, huh? Johan smiled and turned away as he was finishing his sentence. As I inserted my new key into the shoulder-height lock in the door, I faintly heard him say what I thought was, "Enjoy," as he closed his office door tightly, no doubt to keep the next visitor from sneaking up on him. I pushed open the hallway door to the prisoner's cells, turned and closed it, inserted my key on the other side, and spun the heavy-duty lock 180 degrees. I tugged on the door to make sure it was locked, took a deep breath, and proceeded down the 100-foot-long hallway to the inmate housing units. I arrived at a bubble, a round security room with one-way tinted windows, no doors apparent. I gazed down the four hallways that radiated from it like spokes, as maximum security inmates milled about, staring coldly. I wasn't afraid, but rather nervous about whether anyone would agree to talk with me. By way of training, Professor Hare had handed me a worn copy of the introductory book on life in prison,